Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Oh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. In my city. In the basement. That shit ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We surviving. Red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar, we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, and spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em, lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys out. Round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
Oh, I'm here for that.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We spoke too soon. I think we manifested this because at our last episode,
yeah,
we talked about how T-Pain switched genres.
Oh my God, you're right.
And we had a whole talk about how, oh my God, like what's next? He's switching genres. And then it was Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
And that evening, Beyonce releases a country song too. And I'm like, we just made this happen.
Wait, first of all, we need a country name for her, like Theodore Payne.
Oh, like Theodore Payne?
Yes.
Mm. I feel like she's going to come up
wait,
with
wait, I got it. Bianchi Tonk.
I don't know if I'm offended or...
Why does that come into my head? That's what I want to know.
Oh my gosh. Well, I literally am like, about it. I have to get like a rhinestone, like, what are those called?
Cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats and like Jesus. Boots and like a fringe skirt.
Yeah.
I'm ready for country Bianchi Tonk.
Bianchi Tonk. It's not bad. It's going to grow on you.
It is going to grow on me. That's what I'm going to start calling her. Welcome to our podcast, guys. This is Faith.
This is Anna.
I'm really sorry this podcast came out late, but I had the death version of the stomach flu all weekend, so we were unable to podcast. Mm. I still don't sound good. I still don't really sound like myself yet.
Yeah.
So it really, really took me out. So still healing, but here we are.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the anti-aging serums that I slap all over my face
every night. I will say that if we had video, which is another reason why I'm suggesting we never go to video, also because I'm lazy, people would think I'm the one who had the stomach flu because I look like hot garbage and it's okay.
Like part of me is like, well, at least if I get the stomach flu, maybe I'll lose a few pounds. Mm. That did not happen. So
no.
that's not even worth it. Not even worth it.
So should we recap the Super Bowl quickly? And I mean quickly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We seem pretty excited.
I don't.
You know who I think stole the Super Bowl?
Alicia Keys and Usher?
Yes. Also, Blake Lively.
Oh, I do love Blake Lively so much. And her hair looks so good. Ugh. And I loved her outfit. She's
and I
so
loved
cute.
Like what her and Ryan Reynolds were doing.
I know. I love them so much.
Oh, agreed.
Halftime show.
Oh,
I thought Usher did amazing.
Excuse me. Yeah, he did. His outfit had a six pack.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that. Alicia Keys with the cape and the piano.
I loved
like
Alicia.
That funky piano. Oh, so great.
Yeah, I was here.
Luda showed up.
Luda.
Lil Wayne? No.
No.
Lil Jon.
That's Lil Jon. Wrong Lil.
Yeah. My bad. Theodore Payne did not show up. I thought it was great. I thought he did an amazing job. And people were like, he did really do. Like, he was roller skating and dancing and singing at the same time.
Yeah, he did.
What can you do?
He did the entire Olympics.
Yeah. During... he did a triathlon.
I'm surprised he didn't like ribbon dance at some point.
Oh, that would have been.
He had so many different things. Like, you guys think you can do better?
I know. Also, let's remember, Usher, he's almost 50.
I know.
So the fact that he can do any of that stuff, I'm making it sound like 50 is old. It is not old. But what I'm saying is these Gen Zers who were like, it's a big deal. Like, it would be a big deal if you.
Yeah. Sorry, he's not standing in one place doing a TikTok dance, twitching his shoulders 8 times.
Oh, wow. You really went after him. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, exactly. It's real dance moves.
It's called movement. The roller skating, though, was like legit impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I mean, at any point, someone could have fallen.
This is coming from two hockey moms. And you right. have to realize, like, our kids are on skates all the time.
Yeah.
And I always laugh because, like, at the now, current team excluded, truly. But we've been on teams. And at the end of the year, they always have like a family skate that you can do like a parents versus players like game or something for fun. Mm-hmm. And every time it's like the loudest, most obnoxious, like hatery dads that like are the most critical of everyone else's kids. Literally
can't even skate.
Look like I don't like senior citizens like holding on to the wall. Like. They can't even stand up and they're they look like Chelsea running out in the Love is Blind reveal with their arms.
Oh, T-Rex in my it. God.
So,
oh, I got notes on Love is Blind.
But I mean, like, they are the worst ones. So I'm like, everybody Agreed. That's like gone after Usher, I'm like, you guys all sound like the angry hockey parents that are like, learn to skate faster, do this. And then they go out there and they're like, meet, 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 meet. And they can't even, and they're holding on to the wall. I'm like, you look like a geriatric skating, sir. So maybe next time you want to yell at my daughter to fucking hustle, you should learn how to skate.
Exactly.
Like, stay in your lane. I can't skate, so I don't yell at people for not skating well because I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I judge people on other things, but.
Correct. That we're allowed to.
Like Love Excuse is Blind.
Oh my God.
There's so much. This is definitely going to be a pop culture-y what we're watching on TV episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we're just spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. We're really going to be spoilering.
You're doing great.
We're really going to be spoiler alerting things later. Yeah. Do you have a wait what?
I don't think I do.
Okay, I have a wait what.
Oh, okay. Next time you can just go into yours.
Go Try ahead. To be courteous. I didn't know if you had like a happy one or something like upbeat to talk about because mine is angry.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yay.
So.
Is it weird that I'm into that?
I don't know where, like how, you know, you go down like internet rabbit holes. We all do. Uh-huh. So like I have recently found people who are not like, they're not verified Instagram accounts. They're like kind of want to be influencers type situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm now going on their accounts and I'm seeing, I don't know what popped up that made me go down this rabbit hole of people who literally are making so much money from opening just their packages. Like, do you guys want to come see my unboxing? And I understand if, like, Kylie Jenner does it or Kim Kardashian or, like, Hailey Bieber, you're like, yeah, what the fuck do you put on your face to look like that? That's not plastic surgery. Like, I get that. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, regular, normal people. And then, like, I literally watch this person who's, like, a normal person start with just showing their unboxing. And now she has, like, deals and promos and ads and, like, oh, my God, get this and get 50% off, use code, you know, whatever. Like, I'm seeing this. And then, like, I just watched this girl who's, like, still not verified. And she's, like, a mom. And she just opens up her packages and shows them. And she has so many people. She just said this post. She's like, officially quitting my job to pursue my social media job full time, blah, blah, blah. Like, social media job literally started because she was opening her boxes.
What?
And I was like, if I knew I could just open my Amazon. You can't even see out my front door. I got the Great Wall of China Amazon boxes. If I knew that I could just sit on my ass and open them up.
Yeah.
And what then the hell? Be able to quit my day job because of it. Like, what the fuck?
What?
It's just like
what
basic.
Is she unboxing?
Just basic shit. Like her favorite kitchen items and her favorite this.
Jesus Christ. I'd be like, okay, I'm unboxing my favorite hemorrhoid cream, guys.
But that's what I mean. Like, she's literally just opening shit she has ordered.
This is crazy.
Like, it's a fucking art. And she's getting paid like $15,000 every time she posts.
What?
And she quit her fucking day job.
How many followers does she have?
Well, now she has a lot of followers. Now she's probably verified, I think. But I've watched her grow from the beginning when I was like, look at this bitch opening a box. Okay.
Jokes on
she's
you.
Laughing all the way to the bank because she just quit her job and now her family's on vacation in Turks and Caicos because she's opening her packages on live on her Instagram live.
This is crazy.
And now she's famous and now she's rich.
This is insane.
I have worked too hard to be poor, to be this poor. I don't understand. Don't
what
understand.
Are you doing wrong? We're not videotaping us opening up our Amazon
like
packages.
This isn't even the feet thing. I can do this.
Oh, you could totally do the feet.
Yeah,
thing
I could
too. Well, you do have very nice feet.
Yeah, but like I can't do that like dance a principal and shit.
No one knows your feet.
I feel like they have to know what your face looks like to want to see your feet.
No, they don't.
It's totally anonymous.
Yeah, dude.
Well, don't be surprised.
It's literally called Feet Finder.
I know, but I assume there's some sort of like profile pic with it.
No. Ugh.
Go ahead. We should probably just open one just to find out.
Yes.
Before we do this.
Don't put my feet. I got bunions.
Nick.
I bet you he's got nice feet too.
No, I'm just like, we need you to fund our Feet Finder page. That could be a serious return on investment though. I mean, like, in fairness, this could be the best financial decision we've ever made for this podcast.
It might be.
Yeah. Next time you'll be tuning in from our podcast mansion. Where we open up our packages.
Where we open up packages.
Hey, guys, got my hemorrhoid cream again. Sitting on my yacht. Let me show you. Let me show you the latest fucking bunion cream.
Here are my toe separators to help with my bunion bae.
Here's my earrings. They're not real gold. They turn your ears green. But they're good for a one-time use if you can't find the earring backs like me.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm like, we have remodeled homes, and I don't put fucking shit out there. Maybe I should.
I mean, I don't know what your problem is. You've been living your life wrong.
I don't like this drink, by the way. I won't say what it is on air, but I don't like it.
Oh, why are we going to get canceled because you just announced you don't like that drink? That's going to be what brings us down. Not the copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah.
For every song. But
Donkey Dogs already has us.
But we're done. Dogs. That's not what I called her.
What'd you call her?
Bianchi Tonk.
Donkey Tonk.
Okay. Anyway, Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Travis Kelce. Oof.
He gives me the ick.
He's giving me the ick now.
He is giving me the ick. I can't really stand him. He drives me a little crazy.
He was basically acting like a drunk frat kid.
Well, first of all, him yelling at Andy Reid and all that. Ooh, and yikes. All these people are like, you know, in the heat of the moment. Oh, yeah. So is that why we see footage of every asshole on every football team doing that to their coach? No. There's plenty of people playing professional sports and don't do that to a coach.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to hear that he's under pressure. I don't want to hear excuses for that bad fucking behavior.
Every single guy on that football team was under the same amount of pressure.
Yeah. And they weren't big babies about it.
Yeah. I didn't love that.
All of it's giving me the ick. And I don't know how. I mean, all I imagine is that Taylor Swift is like, don't worry, girls. I'm going to cash in on this later.
Okay, so this is what I will say about it, because no one asked for my opinion, and I do love to give it. And also, the divorce lady is huge with relationship advice. So here's what I'm going to say. So we've all been with someone who we are in love with, and they have done something really fucking stupid. And we're like, hey, not your best moment, guy. Like, you know, maybe don't do that again. So I don't think that this is, again, no one asked for this opinion, but like, it's not like she's going to break up with the guy that she loves because he acted like a little baby, little whiny baby, angry baby boy, and then a frat boy after that. I couldn't stop saying baby boy. I don't know what happened. So, like, she's not going to break up with
a little baby boy.
Yeah, but I am not certain, actually. I was going to say quite certain. No, I'm not certain she even had a conversation with him to be like, that's bad. You shouldn't do that. However, I don't think people who are like, she should leave him, like, stop it. Number one, like, mind your business, like I am.
I just want to know, is he giving her the ick?
Like, she's got to be getting, come on, that drunk boy behavior.
Come on.
Although, look at her at the Grammys when she was drunk and she was like choke holding everybody when she hugged him.
Yeah, but she doesn't come out and say, I was drinking too much. Oop. She like pretends it never happened, never addresses the fact that she gets drunk.
Oh.
It's not like she's like that. She's like a party girl and she's going to own that. Right, she doesn't cop to that shit.
Yeah.
That might be the first time in Taylor Swift history she's ever been drunk in public.
Yeah, really.
So, like,
I mean, there were certain things that were giving me the ick at the Grammys. So I thought, I didn't realize your hand was in your pocket. I thought your hand was down your pants. I'm like, dude, I am right here.
You're giving me the ick right now, Rayford.
Yeah, exactly. Get your hand out of your pants.
I just love thinking about baby, whiny baby.
Whiny baby boy. I mean, whatever. I'm sure she did get the ick. I totally would have gotten it.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah, I get he was excited and he won the Super Bowl and stuff. But when he kept singing Viva Las Vegas, like, please stop.
It's like you felt bad. You're like,
yeah,
oh, this is just awkward to watch.
Oh, it was. It was like a car crash, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. No, fair.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, that was more than me.
Yeah.
Moving on to what we're watching. I'd like to bring up a grievance I have with you.
No, Jesus. Go ahead. What I do.
On the last episode, you're like, I'm watching this show one day.
Oh, I deserve this.
And you're like, it's the same day. And every year they go back to the same day and they show you where they're at a year later on the same day.
Okay. I didn't realize there were like 16 episodes in one season.
Oh my God.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Now I'm purely watching out of spite for the fucking show. Because I'm so fucking mad at it. I just got over the part where she's now dating what looks like Bilbo Baggins.
Oh my God. Totally Bilbo Baggins.
What the fuck? Okay. So, spoiler alert, I started watching Anna's show one day. By the way, the reason I started watching it, because I was sick all fucking weekend, I watched Anyone But You, and I highly recommend that. I don't like a rom-com. That fucking movie was brilliant.
Yeah, she kept going. She kept going with the rom-coms all weekend.
It was brilliant. It was so good. I was like, I love this fucking movie. I watched it again. I watched it again the other night because I loved it. It is so good. Unfortunately, it's only on Apple and you have to buy it. I'm sure that's going to change in like a month. Mm. But oh my God, if there's any way that you can watch this movie, it was probably, it's like 10 or was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days worthy.
Ooh.
Like, it is one of the best rom-coms I've seen. I loved it. It was very honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, also, it's real and it's woke without being in your face about it.
Oh, nice.
Which I really appreciate. It was just like going with the flow of how things are.
I think you're getting a package. Do you want to unbox it?
Oh my God, I am getting a package right now. I can unbox it live on air. Oh, I got a message from my driver.
Oh my God, I've been getting those all the time.
Driver
like
chat.
Amazon, figure it out. Okay.
Okay, I don't know why. Please secure your pets. Sir, they're 3 pounds.
Also, are you coming in?
Arriving today. Like, yeah, it's like pictures. Happening? I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not the bed frame that I ordered, so I don't know. Oh, well, cue the dogs. Anyways, sorry. Got sidetracked by my unboxing. But anyways, Anyone But You, phenomenal. Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney, amazing. You should watch it. Then I went from that to like, if you like this, you should watch this. And I watched This Means War with, ooh, you know, Tom Hardy and Chris Pine. You know, he's my favorite of the
Preston.
And Reese Witherspoon.
I do love that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Put me in a good mood. And I was like, you know what? I'll watch another rom-com. Why not? I'm on a roll. So I put on One Day.
First of all, what did I say? I don't think you're going to like it. I'm actually mad at it right now.
You said you were annoyed. You said you were annoyed by it. No, you might have said mad at it. And I was like, well, I'm in an interesting mood right now. So I'm just going to test the waters.
Nope.
If you have not watched One Day.
Don't.
Well, yeah, also that. And if you plan on it, maybe fast forward because I'm going to spoiler alert. The show shouldn't be called One Day. It should be called 1/1000th Year. Because it is like, oh my God, duh. Get on with it.
Okay. I do agree. You had said they shouldn't do the same day every year. They should skip 5 years.
Yeah.
And you're not
like
wrong.
Show me like February 14th, 2020, and then show me February 14th, 2025.
Yeah.
It goes year by year. By year.
And it starts in like 1990.
Oh my God.
Or maybe even the 80s.
And it's episode by episode is 1 year. So first of all, I watched the first episode. I understand what the premise of this was supposed to be.
Right.
But in order to sell that premise, like this man and woman meet on this one day and they have this kismet, interesting, different connection. She doesn't instantly want to jump his bones. She realizes she's an interesting dimensional human.
I just want to say that there's a lot of body movement going on as she's explaining this that you can't see right now. And I'm a little bit nervous.
This is my version of unboxing.
Unhinging. I love this.
That could be my thing.
Can we do that?
Can we be famous for it?
We'd be amazing at it.
Fucking millionaires.
Oh my God.
Nick.
Please pay for our unhinging.
We're really good at it. Naturals.
Okay, so, going on your rant.
Okay, so.
Yes.
I understand what the premise of this is. You run across them one day and you have this different connection that essentially solidifies you for life. In order for that to happen, there has to be something called chemistry between the two main actors.
You're very angry. I'm very scared.
There is no chemistry. It's like there's no, she is exquisite and wonderful and he is exquisite and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, as I've now been watching, because I'm just hate watching it.
Yeah.
They're both very good actors.
Yeah.
They really are. Individually in their own storylines, I really think they're phenomenal actors.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have to cover like all sorts of emotion and grief and anger and, you know, drug issues and all kinds of shit. They're both great, except with each other, where there's zero heat.
You know what they should have done? Same thing, same premise, only from 19, whenever it starts, until whenever I'm assuming they get together at one point. We'll find out.
I don't know. There's 17 episodes. I'm on 15 and they're still not.
Oh, and it's only season one. So it might be, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
If there's a second season, I'm going to cancel Netflix.
What I would have liked to have seen is how each of them lived their lives throughout that time, not together.
That's what you see.
No, but what I'm saying is like they don't meet at all in between. Like, they get together that one day, and then they live their lives, date Bilbo Baggins. And then at the very end, they meet again, and then they get together.
Well, I want to go back to Bilbo, because I want to know what happened with the casting. She is a beautiful, intelligent woman.
Yeah.
Not sure why they had to cast someone shorter than her. And she's not tall.
That guy annoyed the fucking shit out of me.
Who was literally the most, like, again, if you want to give us a realistic relationship that's mm-hmm. like, okay, so you can't be with this guy that you have this really strong connection and all these like maybe they will, maybe they won't, mm-hmm. like, you know, storyline with. Who, by the way, is fucking gorgeous.
He's so hot.
He is gorgeous.
Yeah.
You bring in what I assume to be an overly large midget
oh.
with a small person, little person.
Oh, my God.
Little person. That has a terrible personality who's so annoying you want to bop him.
And he's supposed to be a comedian. He's not funny at all.
He's not funny. And you're like, this is. No, no, this is the guy she's definitely going to end up with that pulls her away from the other one. In scenes then when he's like, how's Ian? Like, he's making fun of him because it's like he knows that's not real. Like,
yeah.
Give us a real good love triangle. Give us someone that's like grappling that like when he finally settles down, he gets a lovely, beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Why can't she get? She got Bilbo. Or the creepy ass old principal.
Oh, God. That I didn't even understand at all.
She is a smart, smart woman.
I know.
I don't like, why can't you give her really great, well read, like the Mindy Project? Find any of those guys, any of them.
Yeah.
Like, I just burped. That's how mad I got. I'm unhinging. This is what happens when I unhinge. I just don't understand. Why they couldn't find better casting? I don't know. Both the main characters are great, but there's zero fucking chemistry. Yeah. He has more chemistry in the scenes with his mom, yeah. the woman that plays his mom. I'm like, I hope they kiss. They really got some fucking chemistry going. They should fucking kiss. I was hate watching it last night, and Dan came home, and he came in, and I'm watching, and I wish I had my arms folded. And I'm like so pissed. All my Botox. I have no Botox in my face right now. I am full wrinkles like a Sharpay with my arms crossed watching it. Dan's like, what are you watching? I'm like, this fucking show. And he goes, oh, well, maybe do you want to watch something else? No. He's like, well, you don't seem like you're liking it. I'm not. I hate it,
actually.
And then he's like, why are they talking so weird? I'm like, oh, I have it on 1.5 speed play.
Okay, first of all, we need to address this because that might be the smartest thing ever.
I put it on 1.5 playback speed because I can't listen. I just want to know what happens. So I'm watching it on 1.5. By the way, also watching Love is Blind at that speed.
Yeah.
And just so you guys all know, it sounds just totally normal.
Yeah.
There is no difference because the long pauses and the drawn out words in Love is Blind mm-hmm. actually just sound, I'm going to, like, it sounds normal. I play everything back on 1.5 because I don't have fucking time to sit and binge watch the 17 episode show. Like, they should have cut the years and done like 3 years in one episode.
Yeah.
And then like cut half of the bullshit out.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so, so, so dumb. I have such a problem with the show. I'm so angry. I'm angry watching the whole thing.
It's so great.
I'm almost near the end, and poor Dan's going to have to sit through me watching the last three episodes.
Angry crossing your
angry. Arms. Angry watching it.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to say about One Day?
It fucking sucks.
Okay, so in other news of what we're watching, can we just, okay, I started season one of Traitors. That's all I'm going to talk about because here's the thing. You have talked about it so much that I'm pretty confident I know exactly what's going to happen, and I'm trying not to be mad at you about that. So, nope, don't even say anything else.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm not going to say it. No, I'm not. What?
So I don't give anything away.
No. Oh, yeah. It's a little late for that. First of all,
there is no way you know how it ends.
Face. I think I have an idea. And
there
if
is
I'm
no
right,
way because I've never said one thing about anything about how it ends.
Okay, but I think I do. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything until I finish it. However, so Brian and I are watching it together.
Do you like it?
So, oh, my God. It's great.
It's amazing.
You were totally right. You were first of all, Alan Cumming.
Oh,
I love that guy so much.
Oh. He should
I loved
be on one
him
day.
Before this. He's too good for that. So I and his accent, I just love it. So
oh,
much.
His accent work is phenomenal.
Yes. So I so over the weekend we were watching it. I think we're on episode 6 or 7. We made a good dent over the weekend, and he had to leave, and I'm like, oh, do you want my Peacock sign-in info? And he's like, why? I go, if you like wanted to watch it. And he goes, no, I want to watch it with you. I go,
oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh, okay. And he goes, do you, what is happening? I go, I don't want to wait. And he's like, seriously? I go, yeah, kind of. But whatever, I am. I just want to point out that tomorrow he's going out of town for a week.
Oh, well, he is on his fucking own.
Listen.
You can watch what you got to watch. And you can be like, honey, watch it. And then you just text me and then we'll just, here's the login and figure out your life.
So today I was like, I wish you were watching Love is Blind with me, because just really like talking about the human behavior aspect of it would be fun. He goes, you don't even want to wait for me to watch Traitors. And now you want me to add something else to that list. I'm like, oh, that's true.
Okay. Dan and I have been together. Mm-hmm. It'll be 21 years this year.
Oh, my God.
It'll be 15 years married this year.
Mm-hmm.
I will not wait for his ass when we are binge watching a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not say that. I said I won't cheat. I'll be loyal. I will love you forever through sickness and in health.
It was not in my vows.
It was not in my vows. You can't fucking stay up today. You fall asleep watching? That's on you, boo. I'm watching. And then I'll send him a text and say, you better figure out how to watch these next two episodes sometime during your day. Because we are picking up at episode 6 tonight.
Oh my God. Oh, that is so funny.
But you guys are still in the puppy love phase, so I guess guess you'll be nice. There is no fucking way I'd wait a week, though.
I know.
Did you get to the episode with the barrels?
No.
Where they had barrels and they had to roll them up the hill and stuff?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you know that of all of Traitors in both seasons is my favorite episode to date.
Ooh, okay.
When we rewatched season one, well, I had to rewatch it because Dan never saw season one, so now I had to rewatch it. That episode brought me so much joy in my life. It's Kate Chastain, that is her best work she ever will do. It is my favorite episode. It will be your favorite episode. The attitude and her entire persona, you got to be on it because I think it's episode 6. Of season one, because we just watched it.
Yeah.
Everything from the beginning in the morning at breakfast to like the challenge to all of it. It is just her finest work, and it's how I want to be in my 40s.
Oh, I love that.
Well, you're going to laugh when you see what I'm talking about.
I cannot wait.
But yeah, it is her best work.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, watching Traitors, do highly recommend. And we started with season one because I wanted to follow the rules. Okay. Can we talk about Love is Blind?
Yes. So just to warn you guys, if you have not watched,
turn it off.
We're spoiler alerting.
Yes.
Spoilering.
Yes.
We're unhinging about Love is Blind. So yeah, just maybe turn this off. If you are watching, welcome to the shit show, because it's gonna go down right now.
Okay, so I have 20 minutes left of episode 6.
Okay.
So I just want to update you on where I am.
Okay, I'm on episode 8.
Okay.
Because I watched 2 on playback speed 1.5 this morning.
Apparently I have to do that. Maybe I'm just gonna do that tomorrow as I'm getting ready.
It's just easier. I can't do it on my TV though. I can only do it on my phone.
Oh, good to know.
Okay. So you probably can do it on your TV. I just haven't figured that out.
Okay.
Because I still don't know how to work my TV like a geriatric. So I watch it on my phone.
Pointing a lot of fingers for someone who can't do it.
Yeah. No. No. I do it on my phone, guys. Playback speed 1.5. So let's get into it.
Okay. Okay. First thing, major discrepancy physically between the men and the women.
A little bit.
Yeah. The women this time around are stunning.
Stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. So much. Also, I forgot, we were talking about it at the salon and you were saying that this season makes you as excited, because the last time you got excited about a couple was Cameron and
Lauren. And Brittany and – or no, Tiffany and Brett.
Yes. That was the last time I got excited about a couple. Okay. I don't understand this show. Like, how do you seriously fall in love? Like, I need to understand this. How much time are you spending together?
10 days.
Okay, so 10 days in a row, are you dating every person that in the 10 days?
You can, yes. In the beginning, you kind of start with everyone. Mm-hmm. And usually by day four, you have it whittled down to like maybe your top five or whatever.
Okay.
And then they usually say by the end, you're just doing long, like spending like hours at a time with like your number one or your two, like your two top people. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they throw in people that you've just become really good friends with that you can still hang out with and talk to.
Okay.
Because some of them were saying, and I think last year, were like, they never dated and they knew they weren't going to date, but they had fun hanging out. So they stayed, like, they still would have little dates at the end just to hang out as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out is kind of a weird term, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
But yeah, usually by the end, like, you can have, like, legitimately, like, 6-hour dates with the person.
Okay. So I have to say that watching these dates, oh my God, talk about cringing. Like,
yeah, the whole show.
Oh,
also, I'd like to redact that statement I said where I said I loved all of them and I'm really excited because I'd like to say that by episode 8, I hate all of them. I feel like the Grinch. It's like, I love them, I love them, I love them. And by the end, I'm like, hate, loathe entirely. That's how I feel about most of them.
Okay, so I think we should start out with Matthew. Because he left pretty early.
Oh, my God. He also left half the rooms he started conversations with. Hi, I have a list of 35 questions. If you could just pick a number. And then they're like, oh, what about you? I don't answer questions.
I was like, what? Yeah. Why are you even on this show?
Is he on the spectrum?
Like,
genuinely.
So, yeah, genuinely, I think that's a serious question to ask.
Yeah.
He may be. But it was like, dude, this is like, and he's just being rude.
He's rude. He's obnoxious. He's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
Gaslighter.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start with him. He was so weird. God love AD, who is adorable.
Yeah.
Who dealt with him. Mm-hmm. And apparently some other girl named Amber, who was barely on there. And apparently he had a whole nother relationship with her. And then when he... When he decides to not... Okay.
I fell asleep during that episode. Tell me what happened when he left. Because when I woke up, he was gone.
He literally leaves and then he runs into the guys' quarters and he's like, I'm coming for you, Amber! And he runs.
Okay, now I have to watch that over again. Because
yeah, it's just...
What?
You're like, oh. So after he goes in and tells AD that none of that happened, he didn't say that to Amber. It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And AD goes, okay, yeah, well, you know what? I still don't really want to be with you. And I feel like real icky about this. And thank you, but I'm making my choice. It's not going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, that's fair. Thank you for the experience. And then he goes into the guys' quarters and he literally goes, I'm coming for you, Amber. And runs. And that was his dramatic exit.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, okay, so obviously you did have a thing with Amber that we just never saw.
Like,
and you lied about completely.
What is... I don't even
understand.
He's
a psychopath.
That.
He's got bodies buried in the backyard.
Oh, he definitely does. And in his freezer.
For sure.
Okay.
What are those things, the people who, like, gut animals and fill them with stuff?
Oh, oh my God. There's people listening to this right now.
Yelling,
all three
yelling.
Of you are like yelling this.
Taxidermist.
That's it. Oh, thank God.
I feel like if you walk into Matthew's house, it's all like taxidermy of like exotic animals.
That are like endangered.
He's like the bad guy in Curious George.
That was a really random.
Well, because weren't the bad guys like poachers? I feel like he's like a poacher in like a bad jungle movie and he taxidermies them.
Right,
like you walk in, he's like, that's endangered. That's extinct.
But I got the last one.
He's got a dodo bird like in his office.
Okay. I want to talk about Trevor for a moment.
Oh, I love Trevor.
That man was very large.
Yeah.
I was genuinely scared. Let's put him and the single mom together. No. Ooh. Okay, so last time I left you, you loved the single mom.
I love the single mom.
Yeah.
yeah, I just don't think she should be on the show at all. I think she should be the next Bachelorette or something else better. She is kind. She is wonderful. For as beautiful as she is, she doesn't have 1 ounce of bitchiness or nastiness. Mm-hmm. She has a terrible, terrible, tragic story about her mom and dad. Like, that was awful. What was that?
Did I fall asleep during
that? Her dad died, committed suicide.
Aw.
And they both had, like, severe alcoholism issues, and she went from foster home to foster home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she never had, like, a real home growing up.
Aw.
Yeah. And then a family adopted her,
mm-hmm.
and that's her what she calls her mom and dad. Yeah, but that's she really had her sweet. Baby really young, Autumn, yeah.
mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend, her high school boyfriend, had their baby, and she has a great relationship with him.
Yes,
I did. And they co-parent beautifully,
mm-hmm.
and she's very positive. She's loyal. She's devoted. Like, you look at her and think she would be, like, have a nasty side, even in the episodes, because I'm further than you.
Yeah.
She says wonderful things about Chelsea. She's like, she's a beautiful girl. I hope that she's really everything Jimmy wanted. Like, I wish him nothing but the best. Like,
mm-hmm.
she is genuinely such a good person. Yes, she would have been better with Trevor, but okay, here's my whole thing with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stunningly beautiful, and mm-hmm. she's got her shit together.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hard for someone like her to find someone that's a true partner in her life. And maybe her partner might be the guy she had her daughter with, because it sounds like they're co-parenting as partners, as a team for her daughter. And that's mm-hmm. wonderful. So I just think that as someone who is, like, not me, because I'm going to be honest, but for her, as someone who's such a nurturer,
mm-hmm.
I think she actually would have been a really good couple with Jimmy, because Jimmy is someone who kind of needs that reassurance, but also is, like,
the worst.
Yeah. But, like, I don't see her with someone like Trevor. I don't think Jimmy's the worst. I think he's just a typical dude.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand him.
In what way?
Every way. In every way.
Because I got to be real honest, I really fucking don't like Chelsea.
Ooh, tell me more.
Just from the beginning, she came on the show, and I'm like, I can tell you're playing a role. She is playing this part because she's smart enough and tricky enough to know how to be desired. When you don't – it's like
when you say you look like Megan Fox.
That's a whole nother thing. But, like, I just got this vibe from the very beginning that she wasn't genuine. She was giving the guys what they want. Oh, you're mm-hmm. light. You're comedy. You're fun. And I'm like, she's fake. I don't think this is who she is. She came across in the pods as this confident, funny, wonderful woman. She made them feel good about themselves. She literally did what you're supposed to do. It's like when you date someone for 3 months and mm-hmm. they're like all of these great things, and then the fourth month you're like, oh, who the fuck are you coming through the door for more than one reason on her end. And I don't think that she really cared more about Jimmy till she realized Jimmy was also talking to Jess. And I really think she wanted to take Jimmy from Jess. And I also think the only time, just watching the show, that I felt genuineness coming from Chelsea were in her scenes with Trevor. I think that actually was more her genuine side. But I think she loved the chase with Jimmy, and she liked that he picked her over Jess.
Yeah.
And I think that, I'm sorry, not just as she compared herself to Megan Fox, but the fact that she was like, she wasn't like, oh, I kind of look like Megan Fox. Like, I've been told that. She's like, oh, like, I don't know. I've been, like, told I'm like MGK's girlfriend, or like what? I'm like, you know her fucking name. If someone told me I looked like Megan Fox, I would never forget that name for the rest of my life.
I was like, I don't know who that is. But until, like, they said Megan Fox.
Yeah, but I'm like, the way she played it off,
yeah.
I'm like, you are now playing a game. You are trying to steal a man.
Mm.
And you don't look like Megan Fox. That's very nice, like, that you have comparisons. But, like, that would literally be like, so when you picture me and Anna doing this podcast, just picture, like, Chrissy Teigen and Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. Please. Like, please actually picture that.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like she was very fake in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's acting like she's this confident, wonderful, humorous one. And I was like, I'm telling you right now, This, first of all, the second the fucking doors opened, she came running out the way she did.
Yeah.
Like a fucking T-Rex. Everyone's like, well, she couldn't run because of her dress. Then don't run.
Yeah.
For the love of Jesus. Was- I mean, like, her run was, I...
This is why I wish we had video.
She's just like, she's running. She had no control of her wrist. She had T-Rex arms.
Like, it. And why do you have to run?
I literally was like, ooh. Oh.
You got the ick from Chelsea.
I got the ick so quick when she ran. I'd be like, it would be over right there for me.
Oof.
But I'm like, so what's the first thing? Talking about her. I know I don't have the body that. I know I don't have. Oh, and it's like. Well, bitch, why'd you put Megan Fox in his head? Because yeah. As soon as Jimmy heard Megan Fox, that is absolutely where his penis went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That decided it. I think between him not, you know.
The really, irony that Jess actually looks like Megan Fox.
Hysterical. And then from the second that they left the pods, she annoyed the fuck out of me. Mm. Jimmy is trying, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jimmy is actually trying when she comes to him with criticism. He's like, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Like, I thank you for letting me know. I'm trying to work on this, whatever. But she makes so many comments about being insecure. Like, she's so insecure. She's so insecure. She's so insecure about this. Oh, her body, your body. And I'm like, this is exactly the opposite of what you gave in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she was with someone like Trevor, I don't think he would have given one shit what she looked like.
Yeah.
I think he would have loved up on her. I think they would have been a fantastic couple.
Mm.
And I think he would have loved her so much it would have reassured her. She needs a constant reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, I think Jimmy thought he was going into this relationship with a very confident, funny woman that didn't need that. Because Jimmy is someone who needs a lot of reassurance. And now you have two people who need reassurance trying to fucking live together.
Good luck.
And I'm like, this is why this is never going to work. I think Jimmy would have been better with Jess because Jess is someone who's a nurturer. Trevor is a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Chelsea tried to play off a certain way to, like, get him and, like, win over Jess. But, like, it was so fake, and that's all I could feel the whole time in the pods was, like, you are faking this right now. You were trying to be that cool girl, trying to be guy's girl. I'm yeah. so cool. Girl, that's not who you are. Be yourself. And I think she was more herself with Trevor, to be honest with you.
I love how detailed you just were about that. I still feel like, I don't know.
Jimmy's not great.
No.
He's got that mole on the side of his head.
Is that a mole?
I don't know what it is okay. that bothers me.
Yeah.
He's not great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's great. I think he gives me the ick. He's a little creepy.
They spent their first night together. They spent 10 minutes talking about retainers. I was like, why am I watching this? But then I got to the point where I was hate watching it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's when you do the playback speed.
Yeah, 1.5. That's smart.
It's much
that's
better.
Very smart.
But I think he would have been better with Jess. I actually think Jess brought out a better side in Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're with the right person in life, they make you become a better version of yourself. I think Jess would absolutely be dating down. But I'm just going to go out on a ledge and say most of the men Jess will ever meet in her life will be dating down.
Yeah.
I mean.
Also,
but she really loved him.
Like, yeah.
Jess really loved Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I think Jimmy could have been a good man for Jess. I think Jimmy could have, like, stepped into that role of being a great stepdad because mm-hmm. he's really not, doesn't need to be a stepdad. This girl has a great relationship with her dad.
Right.
I think it would have been great. I actually think Jimmy and Jess could have been a really good couple. And I think that. He can't get over the fact that he just got blindsided by a girl who does not look like Megan Fox.
See, but the fact that he was blindsided by a girl who said she looked like Megan Fox, like, no.
She should have never said that, though.
Agreed. However, I think that because Jess is a nurturer, in order to keep this, like, paired well,
right?
I think that's why I think her and Trevor would be good together. Because then it's two people coming together, nurturing each other, rather than you always need reassurance. Let me always be the one to nurture you.
No, I agree. But I, if they didn't connect, though, like he was never even like they dated and whatever pod yeah. dated and I they know. Just never connected because a nurturer usually doesn't connect to another nurturer. Mm. Unless the, it's like second marriage nurturers. Because they've been the two people who got cheated on by their husbands, and then they get together.
They should totally do Love is Blind for the divorce people.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Okay, Clay and AD. Oh, no. She made a face. I'm just going to narrate your facial expressions only. I want to say he has potential. And he admitted that his ego gets in the way. I think he has a lot of potential, but I think there needs to be some kind of therapy there to help fix that. And he seemed open to it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah. Because he's making like comments that, I mean, number one, I thought when they met, like that's how I picture all Love is Blind contestants should be when they first meet. Because if you truly love somebody, like, you know, the whole Love is Blind, right? At least some kind of affection towards each other when most of them are just very like, oh, hello. Like, I'm a robot. Like, oh.
Or a T-Rex.
Yeah. Or a T-Rex.
Or run. A T-Rex.
Like, it was like genuine, like, oh, my God, I'm so glad to see your face. It helped that both of them are very attractive. So I'm sure that was that. But he... The comment he made about like trying to figure out what she looked like, and then the comment he made when they're in the resort thing about like, oh, if you're out of shape, I'm going to tell you to go to the gym.
Yeah,
I'm
I had like, a real bad problem. I had real issue with yeah. that.
I'm like, Clay, stop talking.
And I really, really, really love AD. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's actually like, I think her and Jess should have their own show away from all these men.
Yeah.
However, and I just am throwing it out there, I was very curious to hear how people felt about her conversation she had with the principal about him not dating a black woman.
Yeah. I just saw that today.
Yeah. It was all so valid and it was so interesting and I'm glad that it aired. Mm-hmm. And I guess like that is something that when you are black, you really have to consider. Like right. she was like, does she know how to raise a black child? Like,
right.
Does she? But I also like I can appreciate everything she said and everything she said was valid. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like from that moment going forward, it does create a huge wedge for him. Aww. I think he gets really fixated on that conversation with her. And even going forward from there, it feels like he's really goes from like giving her everything to be like, I love the principal. And what's his name?
Kenneth.
Oh,
so sweet. I love that guy.
Okay. Well, he is one that I went from love to loathe because literally after that conversation, there is a total shift in him. Mm. And going forward and all episodes past there, he is like cold. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I think that conversation really affected him. And I love AD. And I'm not saying that she should or shouldn't have said that. I'm just going to go out on a ledge. And this is actually across the board with her and Laura. That I don't think these women should be interfering with other couples. Because Laura really's got to stay in her fucking lane.
What does she do?
Laura's the one that, first of all, went to Jess and said, he's not your man. Just trust me.
Oh, yeah.
And Jess is like, well, what did he say? No, just trust me. He's not your man. Bitch, she met you 3 days ago. She's not going to trust you. What did he say?
Yeah.
She's a grown up. Tell her what you heard and then let her decide.
Yeah.
You are not her long lost best friend.
Yeah.
You just met her. Give her the facts and let her make a decision. Just trust me, girl. He's not for you. Just trust me. Just trust me. No, he's not for you. Oh, did he say he picked her? Just trust me. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Ooh. She gets involved. And then have you listened to the birth control conversation she has with Dash? I think his name is Johnny, but he looks only like Dash from The Incredibles. So that is all I picture.
Dash?
The son from The Incredibles?
No. Who's the guy?
Johnny.
Oh, because she's with Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Like, why is there an age?
Jeremiah. Oh, I fucking hate
him. I did not get to that point. Right now, I'm at the bean dip conversation. Wondering why we're having conversations about this. Oh, my God.
I know. Well,
also, the only way I'm going to greet people from now on.
Well, I don't want to spoiler alert, but I have to because this is a problem I have.
Yeah.
She sits down as this one-on-one with Johnny.
Dash.
Mm-hmm. And a speedy conversation about how about birth control and whether Amy's on it and like if and like whether women should be on birth, like this whole thing. So I'm like, I just listened to AD go into like a white woman raising a black child. Now I'm listening to this other woman talk to this other guy who are not in a couple about birth control. And I'm like, y'all got to mind your business, period.
Yeah.
Period. So why are you jumping in with such heavy topics to intervene in people's relationship? So they're like, oh, I looked at you guys and I said they had sex for sure. He's like, no, we haven't. Oh, you haven't had sex? Why? Why haven't you had sex? And I'm like, why is this your business?
Yeah. I do not for one moment believe that Jimmy has a huge penis. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, shocking. Chelsea lied. Jimmy's penis is about as big as she looks like Megan Fox. Okay. Let's be honest. Chelsea needs to see an optometrist after this whole fucking thing.
She show do.
Yeah. Love is blind for her, apparently. So I just was like, wow, we're getting into some like real interventioning type of like situations where these girls are like coming in or guys are telling these guys like certain things that I just don't think like should necessarily be talked about behind someone else's back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's I don't none of know if Brittany knows that Kenneth had this conversation with AD.
Right.
That really brought up a lot of question marks about her not being black.
Yeah.
Like, because then going forward, he just like shuts down. And the Johnny and Laura sticks her nose in everybody's fucking business. Mm. And I'm like, go hang out with your
Jeremiah.
And mind your business.
Yeah.
So weird. And then, so yes, let's get on to Jeremiah.
I mean.
I don't want to spoiler it too much, but things are going south real quick with Jeremiah.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And Laura.
I'm not surprised. You know what I did appreciate? I just looked at my notes. That the first night, all of the women took off their faces.
Oh, I know. I did like that too.
I really appreciate that.
You know what I don't appreciate?
Oh, no.
That Netflix only released 3 more episodes and not the episode where Jess finally gets to meet Jimmy.
Ooh.
Because I literally sped watched the two episodes this morning to say, oh, my God, wait till Jimmy sees Jess. Because he's going to do exactly what she said. He is going to gag and choke and need an EpiPen.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what Jess said.
Which I thought was hilarious that she said that.
Her speech was phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't discounting Chelsea. She's just like, I am just a catch.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's a meetup with her and Laura, of course, because Laura can't fucking mind her business about anything. And she meets up with Laura and Laura checks in to see how she's doing. And again, Jess is wonderful and kind about Chelsea the whole time.
She's just a baby angel.
Yeah, she really is. Mm. But anyways, Jeremiah is a fucking weirdo and
shocking.
Yeah. Okay, then Johnny and Amy.
Mm-hmm. I like them together.
Yeah, they might be the only ones right now that I'm rooting for, but like he does a lot of video physically running around, so it doesn't help my Dash comparison. But he does go into a lot of stances about women having to be on birth control that you're not going to like.
What?
Well, not that you're not going to like. I just am like, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Wear a condom and shut your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why is it he really goes on about birth control? It's just like,
oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah.
Are these not things you cover? Like, here's the thing. If I'm going to marry somebody, like, yes, I want to make sure we have some kind of chemistry together, but like, we got to be aligned on a few things.
Well, but when you hear him talk about it, you're going to get mad.
Oh, cool.
Because he's like, well, apparently Amy's not on it because with her hormones and it makes her crazy. I don't know. But everyone I've always been with is on it. So like, I'm really worried about having a baby now because I'm just not ready for that. I'm like, Wear a fucking condom, dumbass. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know what to tell you.
There's a way around that, sir.
That is not on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of annoyed me.
I see that.
Yeah. Who's left? Anyone still standing?
No.
No, I hate them all.
Are they? Let's say, okay, so Clay and AD, though.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird? I love AD. I just want to say, I even thought her conversation with Jimmy was a little odd.
Well, I definitely think AD is a huge flirt.
Yeah.
And she's got a body that supports that.
Yeah.
So that's all.
My favorite was when Chelsea awkwardly asked her how to get a butt like that. And she said, squats and Jesus.
Yeah.
So after I beamed at people when
God. But that was the other thing. Like in that moment, okay, that was perfect, Chelsea. In that moment, she's like, oh, you think she said, let me ask her, blah, 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 playing along. Doing
Yeah.
And then she goes to the bathroom. She's like, I don't know why you asked her.
I feel
like,
disgusting.
You literally went along with it.
Yeah.
And then
you
and then
started it.
Him on the spot.
Yeah.
And you told her he said, like, if he said, man, her body's stacked, she could have just been like, shut the fuck up, asshole. And then guess what? It would have never been a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you shut your mouth? Like, I would have said that.
Yeah.
But like, instead, she's like, oh, my God, you're totally right. Let me tell her.
Yeah.
Let me ask her. Let me ask her when she does. And like, so here she is again, pretending she's this cool girl.
Yeah.
Because that is what she did in the pods. And I'm not saying Jimmy's great, but he fully got fucking bamboozled. And it's so much more than the Megan Fox comparison. Mm. It's who she was. She acted like she was, oh, I'm cool. Oh, yeah. Oh. And then the second they go behind closed doors, she fucking loses it. And Jimmy's like, I don't know where this is coming from.
I can't believe.
And in fairness to him.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I can't believe she got two guys to fall in love with her.
Because she fucking bamboozled them. She played the game of being the girl that's like cool with everything. So that like they felt good from her. She made them feel good.
Yeah.
She did what she needed to do to get a man. If this was a competition show, she would have won.
Yeah, she would have killed it. She should be on Traitors.
Yeah, she should be on Traitors. She's very good at manipulation.
Oh, my God.
But, like, that in that moment, that was the perfect example of it.
She's going to lose her shit when Jet.
She does lose her shit. They keep showing, like, the preview of, like, her losing her ever-loving mind. But from what I think I know of Jess, I don't. So. This is not a spoiler. This is on every trailer that they keep saying. Mm-hmm. When they're saying coming up on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
They showed it after the first six. So I thought this moment would have been in the next three. And it's not. That they do have a party where the whole cast gets together.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy sees Jess. They do have a conversation. And then the next moment you see Chelsea going, I know you fucked her. Screaming. I know you fucked. I know you fucked.
Oh my God, I'm gonna binge watch it tonight.
It's gonna
just
be so great.
That preview.
Oh my God. But I really don't think Jess would do that.
No.
He's like engaged to another woman. She seems incredibly respectful of Chelsea, even in the conversation she has with Laura. Like, I just don't think, I think this is now Chelsea unhinged.
Unhinged
Chelsea, like losing her mind because he had a fucking conversation with Jess.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that is literally Chelsea's worst nightmare is him meeting Jess.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be a fight no matter what happened there.
Uh-huh.
Like, no matter how their interaction went, there was going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Chelsea was just going to fight with him after. That was just a preconceived notion.
They could have high-fived and she'd be like, yeah, fuck that.
You just talk about how great her hand was. How soft they were. Sorry, my hands can't be like Jess's. Her T-Rex floppy disks.
Oh, my God.
Coming up when she's running. But, like, Chelsea just, I don't know. That's, I just, I'm not saying Jimmy's great, but I definitely think Jimmy totally got bamboozled by her. Mm. And he is trying to fucking cope through that.
Yeah.
And he is a very just simple, normal guy.
He is simple.
And he's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And that's just who he is. But I think he was a better version of himself when he was in the room with Jess.
Mm, that's a good point. It seemed like he opened up more, like she was able to get more out of him.
Yeah. And I think if you give him the opportunity to have been like a stepdad or like that figure, mm-hmm. I think it would have, like, again, you give people challenges to see if they rise to the occasion.
Right.
I think he could have. And I think if he then had saw Jess and like what if they, he had picked her mm-hmm. and they met, I think he would have happily done anything because yeah. of what she looks like.
Yeah.
And that's what she deserves, is a guy who is dumb and will do anything for her.
Oh, my God. For real. Jesus. God bless her.
Anyways, we'll see how the next episodes go.
I can't wait to see that preview of her losing her mind.
When we turn off these microphones, I'm going to need you to tell me what you think is going to happen at the end of Traitors.
No, because I'm going to know by your face if I'm right or wrong.
Hold a pillow up.
No.
Just like this.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to watch the rest of it. I'm not going to tell you what I think happened.
I'm telling you there's no way you know the end.
Okay.
There is no way. Okay. I have never given any spoilers that would have told you that.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see in 3 weeks.
She's no, no. I'm going to text Cashmere. She got to watch this. I need her to watch this for the love of our podcast.
I know.
Because we need to talk about season two.
I
need you to get there.
I know. I know.
Okay. Are you watching anything? Oh, I want to shout out another show I'm watching and a book I finished. Death and Other Details. Fucking phenomenal. I talked about this last week.
Oh, who's in this?
Manny Patinkin.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So fucking good. The aesthetic of the show is just amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it. If you really want a good murder mystery show, it's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Death and Other Details. I love. I just finished the Fourth Wing series. There's only two books out.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished the second book.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. I really need them to make this a show. Or a movie, so I can start envisioning characters in their characters. I need to envision celebrities playing these characters because I can't like get a vision of what these people would look like.
Mm.
But it's really, really, really good. It's very, very smutty.
Oh,
yeah. So just be aware if you're listening to it on Audible and you're picking up like your kids from practice or something. I learned that.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. And don't watch One Day.
No.
Unless you have a long, really torturous day that you want to spend hating.
Yeah.
And then what else? Anything else?
No. It's been a slow... Well...
Bravo! Bravo! Summer House!
Oh, my...
Summer House comes back this week. You were
yes,
right.
Thursday. Yes.
Vanderpump? Beverly Hills?
Okay.
Ooh, ooh,
Vanderpump.
Ooh, oh,
Beverly Hills is on in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say, I want to start by saying Tom Sandoval is the biggest of the dummies.
No, he's the worst.
He is actually the worst. Yeah. However, now, this is only five. So the way they're airing these episodes now, it's only 5 months after Scandoval has broken. So I'm trying to take that into like consideration with this, right? Like, first of all, Ariana's already in a relationship with the guy, and clearly that's not healthy. I don't know what their relationship is like, but like she was with Tom for 10 years.
Yeah. He's a rebound.
Like, the next month she's with another guy. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but kind of bad pancake.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So I will say there was a preview for the whole season and an episode where Lala says, I've never seen anybody go through a breakup and then all of a sudden think they're like the queen of the world. And she's talking about Ariana, obviously. And I have to say, I'm starting to see it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm watching and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I never liked Ariana before she went through the bad breakup. The thing that I loved about the thing that I could validate with Ariana was she was a very good girlfriend to Tom.
Yeah.
And when all of this happened, everyone is team Ariana because she was a very, very good girlfriend to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like her, which I'm remembering as I'm watching. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of didn't like you. You are the pits.
Like, you have to figure there's both still living in the house, right? Like, and even now they are both still living in the house. Like, who likes, nobody, that house is not worth it.
I am like, this is crazy. Move the fuck out.
Yeah.
Who, like, cares? I don't understand this at all. I even watched the after show where Ariana doubled down on the fact. She's like, I don't have that kind of money. Bitch, yes, you do. You made millions of dollars off your breakup. Move out of the house. Let Tom sell it or buy you out. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
And go buy a new house. Get your name off the title. Take his money and go. What, you think that's defeat? You want to stay in that house and be like, this is the room where Tom fucked Rachel. Like, yeah. Do you want to have those happy memories?
Or, like, having, they have that giant photo of the two of them. Like, they're in the same house. Like, honey, it's about the energy of the house. Okay?
Like, literally move out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I feel like it's like, I don't know if she thinks it's like admitting defeat. And I'm like, you seem much more defeated still living there.
It was very much about, like, from what it sounded like in her confessional, it seemed very much about like a pride thing.
I know, but I'm like, get over it. Fucking yeah. Take your money and get out and buy a new house. You have money. He clearly doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, just go buy a new house and let him change the deed to take your name off. Let him buy you out of it. Like, yeah. What is the fucking big deal? He said.
I don't understand.
They have this. All said that he offered to buy her out.
Yeah.
For $3 million, which is more, which is, they bought the house for $5
million. Oh, my God.
So $3 million is more than half.
Yeah.
Just let him buy you out.
Exactly. This is crazy to me.
And let him sell it.
And also, like,
and move on.
She won't be friends with anybody who continues a relationship with him. And, like, I...
Like, you're on a show and you're all cast members and you gotta fucking get over it.
All right. Then you leave Vanderpump Rules.
You leave. Right.
Like, you can't just assume that everybody... He hurt you 1,000%. Yeah. I am not invalidating that, like, he did something truly terrible to you.
And if you weren't filming a TV show,
yeah,
then maybe everybody goes their separate ways.
Right.
Yeah, that is normally what happens with divorce or certain things. Shit happens and you guys never talk again, and that's like what happens, right?
Yeah.
I'm not like going out of my way to talk to your ex-husband, although it was not those circumstances, but like, you know, certainly friendships can fade when there are breakups and divorces and cheating and all that.
Right.
However, the fourth wall being down of this is that you are on a show, though, where you still have to film together.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, in a normal, healthy circumstance, you can say, you don't ever talk to him again after what he did to me. Fine. Those are your best friends. They shouldn't. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want them to do with the show? Like, I know we're pretending we're not on a show.
Yeah.
But you're on a show.
Yeah.
So, like, make it make sense.
Yeah. And then the whole thing when Lisa had talked to Lala and Sheena about Tom being in a really dark place and stuff. And she's like, no, no. Like, dude, can you imagine? Tom Sandoval is the worst. But could you imagine what it's like? People are real, take a lot of liberties on social media when somebody is not a bad guy. But now that he's being demonized because he did something super fucking shitty. And now, like, I mean, I can only imagine the amount of comments that people are making and the types of comments that people are making.
Absolutely.
And that would 1,000% like destroy someone's mental health.
Yes. And the only reason it didn't destroy his is because he is actually a narcissist.
Yeah, for real.
Like, truly.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's just, it's getting old real quick.
Yeah. I'm just not like, we got to move on here. It just looks like it's continuing to be an unhealthy dynamic.
Well, and the fact is like, he kind of, like, nobody likes him.
Yeah.
So, like, mission accomplished. He literally took the shovel and buried his own grave.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Showing him a little bit of grace right now because you have to continue filming because you're choosing to stay on the show.
And in the same house.
And in the same house. Like, you have to have some sort of grace and allowance extended for the circumstances of you guys both succeeding and getting paid out.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz seems to have somewhat found a backbone.
Yeah. No one saw that coming.
Only took him to be 41 to find it. But you know what? I'm also there with him, so I can't say anything.
I'm really looking forward to the season finale of Beverly Hills Tonight and also the reunion next week.
Yeah, to hear Kyle lie some more about what's going on. I really can't wait to see Mauricio's show, Buying Beverly Hills, on Netflix, because I love that show because it features every single one of their children on it because they all work for him for the agency. And his season two, which is very funny, comes out in a few weeks, and they have been putting the previews out, and all he's doing is talking about his divorce openly, transparently, talking to each of his kids about it, talking about all this stuff. I'm like, oh, well, that's a real change from where Kyle was.
Yeah.
In her season, denial, denial, denial.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just very interesting. I really like Mauricio, so and Kyle's really annoying me. I just don't like the same thing. It's like you're on a show.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, I don't know why everyone's talking about my marriage. It's like, it's all around them and you're on a fucking show. If you don't want to talk about your marriage, don't go on the show.
Yeah.
That's a season off. But like, don't like tattoo her name or your initial on her body and like be seen all over town, like going to her apartment 3 hours later, emerging, and you guys are in switch clothes. And like, don't do this stuff and then be like, I don't know why you're asking me about this.
Right.
Bitch, what? You are, no, you are working too much right now. It's like, it would be like, I don't even know the comparison, but it's like, it's so annoying because you're like, I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with me and Morgan. And like, you're doing these things to put yourself out there with you and Morgan.
Right.
And then everyone keeps bringing up, well, you weren't happy when Mauricio held hands with his dance partner. No, it really upset me. What? I'm sorry. Did his dance partner tattoo her initial on his arm?
Yeah.
Are they exchanging clothing? Like, where she's literally being seen constantly, like, going into Morgan's apartment, and then they come out and they're wearing each other's clothes that they walked in with? Mm. Like, is that happening? Oh, they held hands. Oh, my God. Call the police. Just fucking hypocritical.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Also, check yourself. You're on a fucking television show.
A reality show based on your life.
Yeah, well, Kyle doesn't like that she can't produce it. Like, she can't create the false narrative she wants everyone to believe.
Well, apparently they all get real mad.
Yeah. She should be friends with Chelsea.
Oh, they'd be great together.
They are really good at trying to flip the script, except they just look stupid.
Yeah. True story.
So.
Both look like Megan Fox, though.
They both do.
Do you have anything else?
I do actually feel bad for Chelsea because as soon as the words came out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh. She knows this is going to air.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why would you say that? She is being dragged on the internet for that comment.
Do you think Vanessa is going to bring it up at the reunion? I wish we could write in questions like we can for Bravo.
I think you can.
To the Love is Blind reunion?
I feel like you can.
No. I don't know. All right. Anything else? We really ranted on a lot of TV.
I know. No, it's okay. My headache is fully in right now. So
well, you got pretty upset during this podcast, so I get it now.
All right. No, I think we're good.
Please rate, review, subscribe.
Be kinder to us than we just were about everything.
To everyone.
They said they looked like Chrissy Teigen and Sophia Vergara. But I looked at their Instagram. They do not.
Not even a little.
And if you guys want to see my unboxing, just
stay tuned.
My package is currently on the front porch. More than happy to share with you.
Okay. Thank you for coming to our unhinging.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.